Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell me about the Bureau, the Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau. You've been the director for about a month, you say, Christy Curtis?
About a month and a half. We had another gentleman that was there for about 3 years. And then in, I think it was about September, they started looking for a new director after he left.
You had been on the staff here. You had been working for a while. Coming here, I think you told me, from Atlanta?
Yes. I was in Atlanta for about 25 years. I grew up in Greene County, moved back down here to be closer to family, and worked in the Oconee Visitors Bureau at the Welcome Center. That's our office, which is located right next to the courthouse in downtown Watkinsville on Main Street, and was working there for about a year. And then when the turnover happened, spoke with the board, and they hired me on as the new director.
And Jeff Hood, you're on the board. How'd you get involved?
Yeah, so Tim, I've lived here, my wife and I, for 26 years.
You moved up here from Morgan County?
From Morgan, yes. So home is always Madison, Georgia, but this is kind of my adopted home. So, you know, I came here like everybody else because of the school system. We raised our kids here. We love the area. And I don't really think about it from a tourism standpoint. And then I was reading Lee Becker's blog last fall that they had an opening on this board, the Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau. I love to travel. I've been all around the country. Love to see, you know, small towns, big towns, big cities. And I thought, well, you know, this is a great place to promote, other than a place to live, but a place to visit. So I threw my hat in the ring, and I was actually out running on a Monday night back in December when Michael Prochaska of the Oconee Enterprise called me and said, hey, I was at the county board meeting, commissioners meeting tonight, and they just decided they elected you to be the new member of the board. I'm like, cool. I'm here running, but I am delighted to hear that.
So. You're lucky. It's never, I say never. In this case, it was. It's almost never good to learn things about yourself from the press. That never really works out well. In your case, in this case,
it worked out.
Christy Curtis, if there is one, and if there's not, let's draft one here on the spot. Is there a mission statement for the Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau?
Yes. There is. So our mission is to promote this area's facilities, attractions, events, and small businesses to visitors and locals year-round, therefore resulting in an increase in business activity, overnight stays, and economic growth.
All right, how do we quantify, or how do we define tourism? What do we mean? It seems like an obvious thing, but maybe it isn't. What do we mean when we say tourism?
Well, by definition, tourism is your promotion of any kind of visitor activities, et cetera, for any kind of location. Okay. I guess that's the basic.
I mean, I'm a tourist when I go to Italy.
Right.
Okay. I may or may not be a tourist when I go to Bainbridge. You know, I mean, go family business or something. It's kind of one of those in the eye of the beholder things. On the other hand, there are ways that people, if they don't do anything else, they quantify and count the dollars that are generated by it.
Yeah. So the Georgia Department of Economic Development actually runs those numbers and keeps track of all the spending that happens in counties and throughout Georgia. So I think last year we hit over $111 billion that was spent on tourism dollars that was spent in Georgia. They take those numbers and somehow break them down through counties also. So we grab those numbers from them, but we also quantify by keeping our numbers at the Welcome Center. So we keep our numbers of all the visitors that come in, where they come from. We speak to the local hotels and see what their numbers are as far as stays, because obviously most of those people are people from the outside traveling in to stay with us. You got to think, people also come in when they're going to sporting events or anything of that sort, even if it's just tournaments for local kids, baseball games or basketball games. They're coming in, they're spending money at the hotels, they're spending money in Walmart to buy a toothbrush, they're spending money at the gas station to, you know, fill fill up their car, they're spending money at local restaurants to eat throughout the day.
And so those dollars, by the way, Christy Curtis, director of the Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau, those dollars get turned over in the economy and they generate tax dollars.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so that saves on us locals spending on tax dollars and raising our tax money. If those visitors come in and spend that money, that keeps our taxes low for us.
Well, let's talk, Jeff Hood, about growing tourism. And we'll talk some more about this as we move along here. But just in general here, okay, we can say that certainly a half dozen Saturdays a year, thousands of people roll in and they stay in Athens, they stay in Oconee, they see Oconee, they ride bicycles through whatever it is they do. Mm-hmm. They eat in some of the restaurants, they do all that stuff. That's a half dozen Saturdays in the fall. There's some other people who come through kind of organically at different times of your graduation and those kind of things. Christy mentioned baseball tournaments and basketball tournaments. How do you grow all that? And how do you tell people, how do you sell people on Oconee County as a tourism destination?
Yeah, and that's kind of our call to action. How do we do that? We have to think out of the box. And, you know, I think obviously when you think of tourism or visitors here in the county, probably the first thing that comes to mind is the Eagle Tavern, you know, downtown Watkinsville. Surprisingly, a lot of folks, even from this area, haven't gone down there.
Oh,
and
yeah, those people who live in New York and don't go to the Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, but, you know, it's interesting something that Christy said, and that is that we have a welcome center. Mm-hmm. And honestly, as long as I've lived here, I didn't really notice we had a welcome center.
I'm not 100% sure I did.
Yeah, and so when I was made aware that I was officially on the board, I said, okay, where do I start? What do I do? They said, well, there's a board meeting. It was the second Tuesday in December. Go to the welcome center. And I said, is that the Eagle Tavern? They said, no, there is a welcome center. I said, I never knew that. So I think that's kind of where it starts. You know, if we can get people there, we've got the paper brochures. We're trying to do a lot of things online. But really, to get back to your question, Tim, it really is getting us to think out of the box. No, we don't really have the big lake. We don't have the mountains, things of that. But we do have, you know, the—
God love Eagle Tavern. It's a wonderful place. I'm not going to spend all day there.
Well, right. True. But, you know, like I was telling Christy this morning before we came in, you know, like I'm an outdoor person. Mm-hmm. There are some, you can, within minutes, you can be in the retail area of Epps. Then you get to the south side of the county. You've got the Peace and Tranquility, some great golfing, some great biking areas. You know, I think we've got to figure out how we can promote that. You bring the family out of Gwinnett, pack your bikes, and enjoy, you know, a day of biking on these county roads, and then hit some of our great restaurants in downtown Watkinsville. Things of that nature is kind of what I'm thinking.
Christy Curtis, Executive Director of the Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau, Jeff Hood, as of a short time ago, on the Board of Directors. I was just visiting the website there, visitoconee.com is that website. Tons of information there. Good-looking website, too. I mean, if you want a sense of what they're trying to get done here, a sense of what Oconee County looks like, what you can see, and then right there is what we were going to talk about here, the Antebellum Trail. Christy Curtis, tell us about that.
So the Antebellum Trail starts in Athens and leads all the way down to Macon. We have a lot of our visitors that come on that trail. We've had people everywhere from up north to China to Australia. It's interesting to see the variety of people that come to visit. A lot of them are interested in history and the events that are going along that trail. So that trail, when they start in Athens, they'll stop through Oconee County. They'll visit the Eagle Tavern, maybe go see the Covered Bridge, go to one of the events that's happening within our county, go to the U-Pick Farms, mm-hmm. like Washington Farms. A lot of them like to kind of just really get a good feel of the South, and that's what they want to do. They want to eat barbecue. They want to go see a farm. They want to look at a cotton field. They want to see a cow. I mean, we take it all for granted, but a lot of these people have never been able to even experience any of that. We have a downtown historical walking tour that we have for them, and they will walk through Main Street and get a feel of what it used to be like in the 1800s in Watkinsville. So we have a lot of those visitors that really enjoy that and come through. And then the way that gets promoted is through word of mouth. They'll tell other people to come visit us. So we have that, and then also the Highway 15 Coalition, which comes through at starts at us and then goes down through Greensboro and those areas down Highway 15. So those are two of our main trails.
It's kind of funny, Jeff Hood on the board of directors of the Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau. As I've mentioned, and folks know, I think, grew up down in South Georgia, get back down there from time to time. Moved to Athens from Tallahassee, worked in Tallahassee for a number of years. It's kind of an interesting thing. Thomasville, I don't know how many people are familiar with Thomasville, but a lovely, lovely plantation town down in South Georgia. My uncle used to manage one of those plantations. But Tallahassee is the bigger city to the south, right? A couple hundred thousand people in Tallahassee. Oh, I don't know, 20, 25,000 people, maybe a few more in Thomasville. Every weekend you get this interesting dynamic. The people in Thomasville, hey, let's go to Tallahassee, the big city. We drive down to Tallahassee and do whatever they do. Folks in Tallahassee drive up. Let's go to Thomasville. Let's get away from all this. Right. And yeah. Lovely Main Street, a lot of restaurants and shops. And so you get traffic cross patterns. Do we see any of that? Athens, kind of the big town in Oconee County, the more rural setting. Folks in Oconee County trying to get to town and the folks in town trying to get out.
Yeah. I think we do to a degree. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, where we're located just to the south is my native county, Morgan, mm-hmm. which is very popular with the antebellum homes sure. there right on Interstate 20. And then, of course, northeast, you know, University of Georgia, downtown Athens, great place to live. As your buddy next door, Jeff Dantzler, says, the greatest college town in America. And, you know, one of the things I brought to the board is let's talk to the officials down in Morgan County and my good friend Kelly Gertz, the mayor of Athens, mm-hmm. see if there's any way we could kind of lean on one another. We're kind of joined at the hip geographically, and we could partner and have some type of association. We're already doing that within our own county with some of the organizations such as the Oconee County Chamber of Commerce and OCAF. That's an event coming up on March the 7th there at Rocket Hall. But, you know, I think, yeah, to your point, you know, it's the comers and goers. We've got the people that want to go to Athens, but maybe we could draw some of the people that reside in Athens, maybe some of the students, to get them down our way.
I'm glad Jeff mentioned there, Christy Curtis. I'm glad Jeff mentioned OCAF. What a wonderful facility.
Yes.
And the arts in Oconee County in general, they make a big push to make us aware of it, and I'm sure you folks are involved in that as well.
We are. OCAF is a wonderful staple in Watkinsville, and we work really closely with them. Also, all the potters and painters, the Chappelles out and down. I forgot the name of that road, but down near Greshamville area in Oconee County. We work with all of those artists, and, you know, we have a lot of visitors that come in to see art. We've got some stores that sell the art. We have different stores that sell only local items provided by artists that are in the local area. You know, one of the events that we're working with to mention OCAF is the Golden Gatsby Soiree that's happening on March 7th, and that's to benefit them and to keep them up and running. And so that's a community event. Everybody in the community has come together to work on this and to help them out and to provide this wonderful function, not only, you know, for them, but for the community to give a different event for the community to attend. One thing that I wanted to mention when Jeff was talking about working with different communities like Athens and Madison and all those areas, our Welcome Center is an RVIC center, which means it's a Regional Visitors Information Center. So we not only promote Oconee County, but
you can tell me where the tree that owns itself is.
Yeah. we promote all of the areas within Georgia, so you could come into our visitor center and get information on Tybee Island, mm-hmm. on Savannah, on the Blue Ridge Mountains, any of that. We have a lot of people that come in and try to start planning their vacations.
Yeah, and to your point, some of those people are coming from Australia.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, driving down to the coast is not a big deal for them. They
right.
just flew 30 hours. Driving
right.
five more is no big deal.
Mm-hmm. But it is important not to only promote to outsiders, but mm-hmm. it's also you know, important for us to promote to the locals too, because, you know, they like to travel within Georgia themselves or within the Southeast. So it's important that we have that information for them too. And, you know, on our social media and everything, we also promote different things for other counties. So, you know, like the Iron Horse, that's not technically in Oconee County, but it's right there on the border. But
Green County.
Yeah. I mean, Green County, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not, but it's right on the border of Green County and Oconee County. But you know, we tell people, as you're going out of Oconee County and maybe you saw the bridge or maybe you ate some barbecue, go see the Iron Horse and then go on down into Greensboro and visit them. So it is important that we keep that relationship with other counties and promoting.
This is to the long list of things I should know, but don't add this. The Oconee County Tourism and Visitors Bureau, you mentioned Jeff Hood, you were appointed to the board by the commission. I gathered then, I'm surmising, that this is an arm of the Oconee County government?
Essentially, now we are a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
So the board, the entire board, we're a community-based, we all live in Oconee, but we're volunteers. Now we do pay Christy a salary.
Right, sure.
Yeah, and she, you know, she's typically, she has an assistant there at the Welcome Center. Mm. But yes, we do, we ultimately do report to the Oconee County Commissioners. And by the way, what revenue we do receive is a portion of the hotel motel tax in Oconee, which ironically, there's not many hotels in Oconee County. We have the Spring Hill Suites.
Spring Hill's the one I'm thinking of. What else you got?
And then we have the Pine Lake RV center, and then the
luxury. Some
B&Bs
in those places. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That can also accommodate folks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.